Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman.
How to take the work out of networking. That is this episode's topic. This is one of my favorite topics because if you knew me 25 years ago, I had no clue how to network. In fact, I avoided networking. I've shared in many podcasts in the past that I'm an ambivert, which is a cross between an introvert and an extrovert, meaning that I can be in front of people, a lot of people for a period of time, but then eventually it starts to drain me and I need to be alone. On the flip side, though, if I'm alone for too long, I can be depressed. And I thought I'd share my secrets to success in networking over the last 25 years and how I take the work out of networking. So let's jump into it. So understand that networking is part of a bigger bringing a business plan. I remember one year I was talking to a chamber of commerce and the voice inside my head said, start off by telling the audience that marketing is not networking, is not selling. And I was like, well, that's not part of my agenda. And my voice in the head said, you know, say it. So I started off my presentation with marketing is not networking, is not selling. And I asked the audience, what do I mean by that? Why am I saying that? And somebody in the audience says, well, there are three separate things. And I said, exactly. In my experience, when I go networking, there's a lot of people who are using networking to sell, and that is the wrong thought process or the wrong approach to getting results. I've gone to many chambers of commerce, which I love, by the way, but there's always people in the room trying to sell me for the first time. And networking is not the appropriate time for that. In fact, I look at it this way. Marketing is your visibility. Networking is where you build credibility, and selling is where you become profitable. The VCP concept comes out of the book Business by Referral by Robert Davis and Ivan Meisner, where they talk about if you want to build a business through referrals, you need to be visible, then credible, and that leads to being profitable. And I think marketing is that visibility. And if you get your name out there, it's great, but it's all going to get you is visibility. Networking, if you're building relationships, helping people, connecting people, you become credible in the mind's eye of the people that you're networking with. And if you do those two things and eventually sit down with someone to get to know them and help them, they're going to want to find out more about your product and service, and that's going to lead to profitability. So what can you do to increase your networking effectiveness? Understand that one, marketing, networking, and selling are three separate things, and working those effectively will increase your odds of success. Number two, networking is not a numbers game. I can't tell you how many times that people say it's a numbers game. The fact of the matter is it's really a relationship game. It's not how many people you know, it's how well you know them. I know thousands and thousands of people, but I don't know them well enough to actually get business from them or give them business. And so how good is that? And so it's not really how many people you know, but who you know that makes a difference. And last but not least, it takes more than 60 seconds to connect. In other words, people go to networking events and in 60 seconds they're handing out your business card. Let's get together for coffee. And it's like, you know why memberships are a year long? Because it takes a year to actually get a membership to work. It takes more than a moment for networking to work. One of my favorite quotes from the founder of BNI, Ivan Meisner, says that networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. Let me say that again. That is the most powerful statement I've ever heard in the concept. That networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. And if you have a plan to do that, you're going to increase the odds of your success. You're ultimately going to take the work out of networking. So how do you do that? Let's put this into action. So one of the first things that I do is I talk about people when it comes to networking. Does anybody know what a 90-minute wonder is? A 90-minute wonder is a person who goes to a networking event and wonders the whole 90 minutes they're there why it's not working because they failed to plan. And I believe what Stephen Covey says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So if I want to increase my networking effectiveness, the first thing I'm going to do is create a plan before I go networking, have a plan during my networking, and a plan after. So what do I do before? Before I go to any networking event, I first ask myself, what do I want to get out of it? For me, it typically is to make key connections and to help my clients out. Let me say that again. It did not say I go there to get sales. I said I go to networking. My plan is to make key connections and to help out my clients. I have found for 25 plus years that when I help other people get what they want, over time, I get what I want. When's the last time you went to a networking event to make key connections, not sales, and or help out your clients in the room? For me, when I'm going to networking events, I'm looking to meet people that would benefit from meeting my clients or be able to solve my clients' problems. It's about the other people than it is about me. The second thing I do as part of my planning before I go is I pick the right network. All networks are not created equal. There are some networking that are effective and some of them are really ineffective. I want to pick a network that works for who I want to meet, who I want to connect with, and who I'll be comfortable with. So picking the right network makes a big, big difference. And the third thing that I do before an event is a bonus thing. If I can take somebody with me and I can network the room together, then it makes me feel more comfortable, whether I'm an introvert, extrovert, and in my case, an ambivert. I get to help them get connected, and hopefully in turn, they help me get connected. So if I want to get the most out of my networking efforts, I want to have a plan before I go. One, know why I'm going and what I want to get out of it. Number two, pick the right network, because not all networks are created equal. And number three, as a bonus, take somebody with me, preferably a strategic partner, a strategic alliance that we can work the room together as well as protect each other from those salespeople who try to come get you. We'd love to know what questions you have regarding networking. Feel free to reach out to me at questions@askjimroman.com. If you get something out of today, please email me as well. I would love to hear about that. So again, if I want to start to take the work out of networking, making networking easier, I want to have a plan before I go. So let's talk about what I do during an event. One of the first things I do as part of my plan is I arrive early. I arrive early because I want to get a lay of the land, get comfortable with the room or the environment that I'll be sitting in, and checking that out. Typically, I get there early. I check out the name tag table. I go into the room where the networking event's going to happen, see where the speaker's going to speak from, and then identify where I'm going to sit that I feel most comfortable. And then I go back out to the name tag table. I've been doing this, like I said, for over 25 years, and I realized the power of that is it calms my nerves. By getting there early, there's rarely anybody there to be intimidated by. I get comfortable about my surroundings, like most human beings want. And then I get comfortable with what's going to be going on. And that has made the biggest difference for me. The reason why I know this is powerful because there are times I've shown up late. There's a ton of people in the room. I have no clue where I'm going to sit. And I am scared to death. I'm fortunate back in the day I wore a suit so you couldn't see that I was sweating and I was nervous. And that is a true story. So if it were me, during the event, I would first show up early, get a lay of the land as part of my plan. The next thing that I do during the event is I act like a host. I learned this many, many moons ago when I was involved in the Chamber of Commerce in Richmond, Virginia. And I would stand at the front of the room, the door where people were walking in, and I would just say welcome to them as if they were coming into my party or coming into an event I was hosting. It was amazing how many people would say, oh, good morning, and they would smile at me. Over time, people thought I actually worked for the chamber because I did that every event I went to, and I realized this is a superpower. I'm going to act like a host everywhere I go. And around the country, if I go to a networking event, you'll probably see me at the front of the room, or excuse me, front of the entrance, welcoming people because I know you don't know me, but I'm going to look like I'm important. And again, it's for me to be comfortable, but also allows people to see me and guess who am I in hopes of building up that trust that I work towards doing when I'm at networking events. Next, what I do during an event is I make introductions. I help other people get connected. I find, again, if I help other people get what they want, make introductions, get connections, over time, I'll get introductions and connections. And guess what? When I'm making introductions for other people, I don't have to talk about me. As I hate when someone says, what do you do? And then I get all nervous and I get all choked up. And most of you who know me are going, no, you don't, Jim Roman. Yes, I do. Jim Roman still gets nervous and choked up to this very day. Because I've been doing it for so long, you never know because I built the skills to counter that conundrum. You can test me if you want. I've had several people come up to me after the event and said, hey, I did what you did, or I saw that you're doing what you teach. And I'm like, well, what else? Why wouldn't I do what I teach? It is a routine. It's a habit now that makes me comfortable around large groups of people, but also allows me to help a large groups of people when I do this. And then finally, when I'm during the event, again, I'm trying to help people get what they want, because if I give, I get. And so I want to make sure that the people that I'm connecting are able to make those meaningful connections, because again, what goes around comes around. So that is what I do during the event. And then last but not least, as it comes to how to take the work out of networking, when it comes to events, is I have a plan after. And my plan after is to do one thing, and that is to win them over. Win them over, win them over, win them over. What do I mean by that? Because most people sell them over. I have coffee with people. I sit down with people. I follow up with people to find out more about their business to see how I can further helping them out. I'm not going to sell them because I already know they're going to probably do business with me or refer me business. It is until I help somebody three times that I believe that it will come back to me. So I typically invite somebody to coffee, learn about their business, ask them what I call the caring questions, find out how they got into the business, who they're looking to be introduced to, and see if I can make an impact for them. Why? Because I'm going to see them at the next event. Don't try to close somebody, sell somebody in the first cup of coffee with them. I've had so many people who say to me at a networking event, "Hey, Jim, let's get together and see how we can help each other." That's code for I'm going to sell you the moment you sit down with me. And the sad part is that I'm going to see them at the next event. I'm going to avoid them like the plague because they didn't try to serve me. They didn't try to help me. They tried to sell me. Where in my instance, if I can help you three times, the first time you're going to see it, the second time you're going to feel it, and the third time, hopefully you're going to feel guilty. I mean, you're going to realize you were helped and you want to help me back. Ultimately, I want to make a difference for people because again, networking is more about farming than it's about hunting. It's a year-long membership, not a one-and-done membership. So now I want to go into taking the work out of networking and answer questions that people have asked me over the last 20 years when it comes to networking. For example, one of the questions I get, you know, what type of networks, Jim, should I get involved with? Well, there's a great book out that I probably learned a lot of these techniques from. The book is World's Best Known Marketing Secret. By Mike Macedonia and Ivan Meisner. And in the book, they talk about building a word-of-mouth based business. And in there, there's a chapter, I believe it's chapter 8, if I remember. It's been a while since I read it, about which network you should belong to. Number one, you should belong to a strong referral group. Number two, you might want to consider a civic group. And then the third group I would recommend is a chamber group. And so by being a member of multiple groups, number one, a referral group, it's designed to give you referrals or leads, and that's its pure intention. Where a civic group is about giving back. It's not about getting business, even though you get business from civic groups, but it's about giving back, like Rotary, Kiwanis, Rotan groups, and other groups like that. And then the third one is a chamber of commerce, or maybe even a women's-based group. There's a National Association of Women Business Owners. There's Women in Construction. There are more focused groups. They're not referral groups. They're not civic groups, but they're networking groups. And so finding those groups are super powerful. There's casual groups. There's association groups. So there's a lot of groups out there to choose from. That leads me to the second question that I'm asked often is how many groups should you belong to? And in my experience, and I believe it's also in the book World's Best Known Marketing Secret, you could be a member of two, no more than three networks. Why? I believe if you have four or five or six networks that you're working, you're going wide and not deep. Whereas if you have two, no more than three, you can work them deep enough to get known, liked, and trusted that it makes a big difference. Let me give an example. I was sitting down with a CPA many years ago. I offer free 45-minute consultations to a lot of the people who want to find out more about our businesses. And so I sat down with this individual and he said, "Hey, Jim, can you help me get the most out of my networking?" And I said, "Sure, Dave." His name's Dave. And I said, "Dave, how many networks do you belong to?" And we added him up. Literally, he was a member of six. And I said, "Hey, Dave, how's that working out for you?" He goes, "Jim, it really isn't." And I said, "I think it's because you're going wide and not deep. So if you were to pick two, no more than three of those six networks, which ones would you pick?" And he told me what those were. One was a chamber. One was a referral group. I think one was an attorney group, a CPA group that he was a member of. And I said, "Of them, which one are you working effectively and deep?" He goes, "None of them." I said, "Well, that'd be the second thing, is I pick two, no more than three, and then I work those networks." And the last thing I asked him is, of those two to three, who are the six to eight referral sources or six to eight referral partners that you've picked in those networks that you're working to get more business from? And I already knew the answer, and the answer was none of them. And so I think that's the super important, that if you're going to take the work out of networking, is number one, find the right networks. Number two, pick two, no more than three, and then go deep in those networks, finding six to eight referral sources, six to eight referral partners that can make a big difference for you in getting results. And then last but not least, I want to talk about biggest way to, let me take that, let me back up a little bit. So the next thing I want to talk about is another way of working a network is getting involved. One of the things I talk about at Chambers of Commerce a lot is if you want to get the most out of your chamber membership or any association membership, there are three things that need to happen. Number one, you need to be known. Number two, you need to be liked. And number three, you need to be trusted. In other words, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. So how do you get known? That is attending events. Attending multiple events, talking to the chamber staff or the association staff and say, hey, what events do you have that I would best be served by going to? By going to events on a regular, consistent basis, you'll get known. How do you get liked? Is getting involved. Get on a committee. Volunteer. I love getting on committees because when you get on committees, you see people from a different perspective. The people that you see at networking events, the public events, they're going to act professional because they're in a public setting. But in a committee, they're going to be real. And that's where you get to rub elbows with the who's who's of that association or that organization. I remember I've sat down on committees with presidents of banks, CEOs of businesses. And it's interesting in how they act in a committee setting versus a public setting. And you get to really see their heart. You get to see how they're giving back. That's why they're on the committee. So if I want to be liked and then known and liked, I want to get involved in a committee. I want to volunteer to show that I am a giver and eventually I'll be a receiver. So that's what I would be doing. And then last but not least, if I want to, if I'm going to be known by going to events, I'm going to be liked getting involved, and I'm going to be trusted by helping other people get what they want. And how I get trusted is I care about other individuals in that association. I do what I call the caring questions. These are key questions that I ask anyone, and I truly mean anyone, that endears me to them. It helps me be known, liked, and most importantly, trusted. If you would like a copy of my caring questions, email me at questions@askjimroman.com and I'll send you a copy of them. They're super powerful. I'll give you a couple of them for now. But if I'm sitting down with somebody for the first time and I want to be known, liked, and trusted, I want to get results from my networking efforts, take the work out of networking, one of the first things I love to ask somebody is, where are they originally from? How do they get into the business they're currently in? And what do they enjoy most about what they do? Probably the most powerful questions you can ask anybody in that first meeting with them, getting to know them. Let me say those questions again, a little bit slower. Number one, I love to ask people, where are they originally from? How did they get into the current profession that they're in? And what do they enjoy most about what they do? Note, I didn't ask them, what do they do for a living? Because it's going to come out in the conversation. What I asked them is, where are they originally from? If they say, I'm from California, I love California. They say San Francisco, oh, one of my favorite cities. They go, they're from Houston, Texas. Oh, I have a client in Houston, Texas. They're from Pennsylvania. Well, I'm from Pennsylvania. That's a key thing to get connected, is the moment you want to be known and liked is getting connected on some common basis. And I love asking where you're originally from, because either they're from somewhere I've been or somewhere I want to go. How do they get into the current profession that they're in? It's always a fascination in how people get into the business they're in, and it tells me a little bit about them personally and culturally, and I love that aspect of it. And it starts to warm up the relationship. And then asking them what they enjoy most about what they do, other than making money, it usually is the impact they make in their clients' lives. And that is, again, just some of the questions that I ask. I have a lot more questions that I ask to not only get them to know, like, and trust me, but to actually to refer me. If you want to get more referrals, if you want to get more meetings, email me and I'll send you those caring questions. But the key thing is connecting with them, caring for them. That's what gets you the results that you want. So I would love to, again, know your questions, your concerns or challenges when it comes to networking. For me, number one, how do I take the work out of networking is understand that it's more about farming than is about networking, and that marketing, networking, and selling are three separate things. It's not a numbers game. It's a relationship game. It's not who you know. It's how well you know them, but ultimately having a plan, because if you plan to fail, you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And again, I've been doing this for 25 years. As an ambivert, I still have the nerves. I still have get uncomfortable. But because I have a plan and because I have a routine, and now it's become a habit, it looks effortless. But it does take the work out of networking for me. Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.